Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight as we're coming up on week four of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tamman joined now by Perry Lee Compton football coach. That is Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, a low-scoring, tight game last week on the road at Silver Lake. Ultimately, the Eagles come out on top 19-6. When you go back on it, dissect it a little bit, just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from the week three loss.
I thought our kids, again, they play extremely hard. You know, defensively, we got three stops in the red zone to turn them away, and just that they're going to battle all the way to the end, that kind of just shows the character of our kids right now, and I thought that was a really good thing. And, you know, offensively, we got the big strike. We just need to be more consistent and see if we can do some more things offensively.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been the issue, and we have talked about that over the last couple of weeks. You know, at times the defense has been good, and obviously the first three games of the season you have played three of the best teams in this league, but offensively, where do you need to see growth moving forward?
This consistency, I mean, right now we're just kind of beat up, and we're not going to make excuses, but just trying to get some continuity within our flow. I mean, I think it always starts with the offensive line and, you know, getting those guys working together and gelling together. But, you know, we haven't put the same line out from week one to week three in that position, and then that makes it kind of tough when you're mixing and matching. But, you know, we're going to start coming together. I think we're starting to get back to being healthy a little bit and getting some guys back, and just keep battling in there and just, you know, value the possession of the ball, I think, is another big thing. We just need to make sure we take care of the football. And if, you know, we're able to, you know, move the ball, change field position, that's a good thing. And, you know, then also go convert and get scores. But need to, you know, put their offense, they have to go work a little bit harder than we make Silver Lake work on a couple things.
Yeah, we go into district play on Friday. You guys are hosting Holton, which you can catch that on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. But before we dive into the Wildcats, you get Hayden, you get Holton, you get Hiawatha, who's playing some good ball this year, and then a Jeff West team who might be the biggest surprise in the league so far through the first few weeks. How would you kind of scale this district number four here in the 3A classification in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, and the district's basically the Big East, and then you throw Hayden in that thing. So it's just kind of how life is right now in the world we live in and the league we're playing in, and they're really good teams. And, you know, we feel like, you know, we're close, and we got to take that next step and see if we can get ourselves going right and find a way to get some wins and get in the mix of this battle. But it's a tough district, and, you know, there's nothing easy going to come, and you get challenges each week. I mean, last week we're defending the pass and, you know, Silver Lake throwing it a bunch all over the yard, and now we're going to come in and got to go up and tighten the box up, and we're going to have to defend the run really well.
Perry Lee Compton football coach Mike Paramore, we got him for a few more minutes. We'll talk about the week four matchup, the district opener in Perry against the Holton Wildcats. We'll do that after a break here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Perry Lee Compton football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment, making our locker room chat possible each and every week. Coach, you kind of tailed on it at the end of that first segment. Last week in the game against Silver Lake, a team that's going to chuck it and huck it over the yard. Now you go into the matchup here against Holton, the complete opposite. They are going to ground it and pound it. We know what they're going to do. They have been very good over the last couple of weeks. So it's just crazy to think just the different styles you're seeing from last week with Silver Lake and here on Friday night with Holton.
Yeah, that's the challenge of this league, too. I mean, not only you got good teams, teams that are well coached, teams that got great tradition. And, you know, that's the fun part about what we do. I tell people sometimes I like practice more than Friday nights because that's preparations where it's going to be. And you go out and get to work and get your chance to be successful on Friday night. So, you know, we've come back to practice. I love our kids. They continue to work hard. They want to get better, and we just got to go put some things in place.
What's the challenge, or maybe the biggest challenge or two, in trying to defend this offense that Holton brings?
I think they're just going to keep bringing that in, and they're not going to panic, and, you know, they're going to do what they do, whether it's third and long, third and short. And if we can put them behind the chains a little bit, that helps your opportunity to put them in a third down long situation, maybe not make it that they have to go for it on fourth down if it's within striking distance. And just, you got to be very sound in what you do. I mean, you've got to be gap sound. You've got to defend all the things they do because they give some nice looks back there. It's very deceptive where the ball is. So you got to trust what your key tells you and then make sure you fit in there. And then stay physical. We got to go hit with them because that's what they do, and that's they're good at it. And got a ton of respect for Coach Bart and what he's done over the years, and but we're looking forward to the challenge Friday night.
Finally, Coach, going into the final thought here, just keys and expectations for this game on Friday night.
Yeah, so we talk about our kids. It's tough being 0-3, but, you know, we're not going to sit there and feel sorry for ourselves. We're not going to make excuses. We're going to come back to work and get to the things we need to get better at. And, you know, we talk about controlling effort, controlling attitude. If you can do those things, we're going to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And, you know, the next thing in front of us is the next thing in front of us. We're not going to look back and sit there and feel sorry. We're going to go forward and go out and battle this week again.
There it is, Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore. The Cause hosting Holton on Friday night, week 4 district play underway. Catch that on the Holton channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach Paramore, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, always appreciate your time. Thank you.